and invested it in blue-chip stocks. Then he waited for decades on end as tiny savings compounded into more than $8 million. That's it, from janitor to philanthropist. A few months before Ronald Reed died, another man named Richard was in the news. Richard Foscone was everything Ronald Reed was not. A Harvard-educated Merrill Lynch executive with an MBA, Foscone had such a successful career in finance that he retired in his 40s to become a philanthropist. Former Merrill CEO David Kamansky praised Foscone's business savvy, leadership skills, sound judgment, and personal integrity. Crain's Business Magazine once included him in a 40 under 40 list of successful business people. But then, like the gold coin skipping tech executive, everything fell apart. In the mid-2000s, Foscone borrowed heavily to expand an 18,000 square foot home in Greenwich, Connecticut, that had 11 bathrooms, 2 elevators, 2 pools, 7 garages, and cost more than $90,000 a month to maintain. Then the 2008 financial crisis hit. The crisis hurt virtually everyone's finances. It apparently turned Foscone's into dust. High debt and illiquid assets left him bankrupt. "I currently have no income," he allegedly told a bankruptcy judge in 2008. First, his Palm Beach house was foreclosed. In 2014, it was the Greenwich Mansion's turn. 5 months before Ronald Reed left his fortune to charity, Richard Foscone's home, where guests recalled the thrill of dining and dancing atop a see-through covering on the home's indoor swimming pool, was sold in a foreclosure auction for 75% less than the insurance company figured it was worth. Ronald Reed was patient. Richard Foscone was greedy. That's all it took to eclipse the massive education and experience gap between the two. The lesson here is not to be more like Ronald and less like Richard, though that's not bad advice. The fascinating thing about these stories is how unique they are to finance. In what other industry does someone with no college degree, no training, no background, no formal experience, and no connections massively outperform someone with the best education, the best training, and the best connections? I struggle to think of any. It's impossible to think of a story about Ronald Reed performing a heart transplant better than a Harvard-trained surgeon, or designing a skyscraper superior to the best-trained architects. There will never be a story of a janitor outperforming the world's top nuclear engineers. But these stories do happen in investing. The fact that Ronald Reed can coexist with Richard Foscone has two explanations. One, financial outcomes are driven by luck, independent of intelligence and effort. That's true to some extent, and this book will discuss it in further detail. Or two, and I think more common, that financial success is not a hard science. It's a soft skill, where how you behave is more important than what you know. I call this soft skill the psychology of money. The aim of this book is to use short stories to convince you that soft skills are more important than the technical side of money. I'll do this in a way that will help everyone, from Reed to Foscone and everyone in between, make better financial decisions. These soft skills are, I've come to realize, greatly underappreciated. Finance is overwhelmingly taught as a math-based field, where you put data into a formula, and the formula tells you what to do, and it's assumed that you'll just go do it. This is true in personal finance, where you're told to have a 6-month emergency fund and save 10% of your salary. It's true in investing, where we know the exact historical correlations between interest rates and valuations. And it's true in corporate finance, where CFOs can measure the precise cost of capital. It's not that doing any of these things are bad or wrong. It's that knowing what to do tells you nothing about what happens in your head when you try to do it. Two topics impact everyone, whether you're interested in them or not: health and money. The healthcare industry is a triumph of modern science. With rising life expectancy across the world, scientific discoveries have replaced doctors' old ideas about how the human body works, and virtually everyone is healthier because of it. The money industry, investing, personal finance,